American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day! This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, March 27, 2006. And this would be Newsreel! The Wall Global Sit Rep for Corporate Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening, you are too. You can read all news stories along with us by going to my live journal. And by us, I mean Samarian, who does not have a live journal. Do you, Sim?
No, I don't.
No journal for Sim.
No, it's just not worth my time,
it's
really.
It's not. No, he hates it. Well, of course, I pretty much, you know, almost abandoned mine. I make
one
post a week.
Post.
I only did one post, and people are probably like, what the fuck?
Where's our reading
dead?
Material? What are we going to do with our lives?
John, we need more free media from you. Do you? Yes. Or what? Or we'll, I don't know. Just give it to us. Seriously, I feel like one of those guys who's wandered down the street. Everybody's walked up. Can you spare some change? And now I'm like, I got hit by every fucking homeless piece of shit who's like, give me your fucking money! Because I've done it every day for so long.
At
it's so bad.
Point.
It's like, where's my fucking change, you piece of shit? Yeah, that's fan-fucking-tastic. But anyway, for what it's worth.
You're killing them, people. Listen to that.
I am. I've got a tickle in my throat. I don't know how I got the tickle in my throat, but I've got a tickle in my throat.
I don't know.
It's you know, and that's always, it sounds vaguely kind of erotic, does it? It sounds like kind of like some weird sort of, it's got a tickle in it. What does that mean? It sounds dirty. or maybe you just spent too much time, you know, at the Hun. Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com would be the website you want to go to. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, W1I Media Network, KJAC Radio, Osprey Radio.info. Extreme Radio Tampa, and SRN1, as well as 99 Nuke FM, your home for nuclear needs. And you are free to distribute this broadcast any way that you see fit. Good God.
Course, what's going on?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just,
what's the orange juice you drank right before the show?
Oh, right. Yeah, you never drink orange. Oh, we knew that, too.
You don't drink milk. You don't drink orange juice.
Yeah, no phlegm creating.
Pop is kind of sketchy.
Yeah, pop's kind of sketchy. I don't have a lot of feedback. I don't have a lot of feedback.
Really?
Yeah,
I guess we didn't piss him off last week enough.
Well, you know, I tried. I thought that, I think I said some of the things the Nazis did were okay. No, that was 2 weeks ago. What did I do last week? I think I made gay jokes last week.
Doesn't make people mad, I guess.
I don't know. Could be the fact that I just delete things. I've been pissing people off with the live journal. Oh, yeah, bad. Because
why not doing it?
Well, no, because I screen all the comments now.
Oh, okay.
And I get comments like, you fucking fascist censoring piece of shit. And they're like totally freaking out. They're totally freaking out because I'm like.
See, I akin that to people spray painting on my walls in my house.
Well, it's
if I don't want them to spray paint my walls in my house, well, I'll get rid of it.
I agree with you.
I'll shut the door.
I totally agree with you. However, there would be the occasional asshat.
You fascist!
Who will say,
how dare you not let me post in
your... Well, no, it's not like your house because it's like you got big windows in your house. And I can look through the windows of your house that you put on display. And so I should be able to spray paint the windows of your fucking house and put my tags on it so that I can use your fame and fortune to draw attention to myself and my various causes.
No.
Doesn't work like that.
Try again.
Yeah, nice try, though. Nice try. You know, we appreciate it when you do shit like that. But, no. So we also have the ability
to. My house. You don't like it. Get
the fuck out. Now. On that notion, this is a good segue into our opinion piece.
Oh, excellent.
You like that? This is good.
I didn't even plan it.
It's about domestic surveillance. Okay.
Yes, we've touched on that.
Okay.
Cameras in the bedroom. Cameras in Sean's bedroom.
Yeah, cameras in Sean's bedroom. Log into SeansBedroom.com
for all
your hot camera needs.
It'll be shut off at night, but right now it's a bed.
It'll be shut off at night, and it'd be unspeakable horrors done to Sumerian. Sumerian would be found burned alive. Not by me. No, no. I'd be trying to get Sam out of the country. The Dark One would kill Sam.
Get out.
I don't even want to think about what would happen if you, like, put a camera in the bedroom and I didn't know. Well, if I knew, I'd have to claim ignorance. I'd have to kill you. I'd be like, I have to kill you, otherwise she'll know that I was in on it. And I'd be fucked. Oh, yeah. Done. Right. Ooh, God damn.
That wouldn't be good at all.
Not, no.
God.
See the wrath.
Yeah. Well, I had a hard time getting a laptop in there, you know, because you get
might
the bad
be a camera. Oh. I mean, there's a microphone.
No, because you got the geek thing, right? When you're powering out with the geek thing, you've got computers in every room, and there's LAN cables running down the hallway. This is before wireless hit the scene, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're all like, you know, oh, well, you know.
Chicks just don't like wires.
They don't like wires. It. Chicks hate wires. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I mean, maybe there's just
wires are
involved.
Cool. I think wires are cool.
That they have a certain... Je sais quoi, but I don't even know what that means. But,
je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi, what is that?
So I don't know.
It is a certain je ne sais quoi.
Just sounds cooler in French.
It does,
no,
yeah.
That's what it means.
It's
I
like
don't
wiping
know.
Your ass with silk. Yeah, it's very cool.
It's it means I don't know. It's something I don't know.
So it has a certain
little thing.
There's also this, I came up with this term for listlessness. It was a French term for listlessness, my buddy told me. And it's French. I think it's called like emo or ume or it's or some shit like that. French word. Fuck, it's gone. It's like a French term for listlessness. And I've seen it. Or NUI.
I've heard of that.
ENU, but it's ennui.
Ennui.
It's ennui. Ennui, that's what it is. Yeah, that's, got it. Yeah, those fucking brain pills are working.
Kicking in,
bitch. No, it's a certain ennui, which is this listless sort of slacker shit on the go. You know, where you're like, I am filled with ennui. And, you know, the French will sit around and smoke cigarettes all day and write fucked up poetry about, you know, how bad their waiters are. And that's what they do when they're all loaded
this
up with
bread, this. It is too hard.
You know, and they will not talk to me because I fucked up the language, you know, and that's it. And they get really crazy about that shit, you know, like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't understand.
Mad about the littlest things.
They get mad about language. French people get fucking torqued about language. I mean, it's a big fucking deal. It's like, okay, you know what? If I got a guy.
A lot of languages are like that, like Germans, and they're very into the spoken word. Like they're sound of it.
I don't understand it. I don't understand. It's like if a guy comes in here and he's fucking up English, I'd be like, you have a funny accent, you know, but that's about it. I'm not going to fucking hate you. I'm not going to not take your order.
How dare you mispronounce
I will not give you
language.
This glass of water until you pronounce water properly, you know, and it's like, no, French guy, why don't you just give me the fucking water, okay?
No.
Or I'll you'll be fucking...
Come back later.
You'll have all your ennui you can handle in a body cast, you fucking freak. But, no, they do that, and it's bizarre. And the same with French Canada. They're all like, need French and English on all of our signs.
French a little bit bigger.
French a little bit bigger, because we hate those English Canadians. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, no, we are French, and we are special and separate and totally...
But that special consideration, if your language is dying, well, I guess it's dying.
Good, let it die.
If you're not enough to support it, then too bad.
Sorry. Guess you fucked up.
Don't look for government grants to help bail out your dying language.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand that.
If not enough people are speaking it, then it's going to die.
It's going to die.
Nobody likes it.
And good, let it die. I can't handle, you know, this whole bullshit. And honestly, what it is, it's like the black and white thing.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like the racism thing. I've given this a lot of thought, you see. Now, it's like white power. Okay? Yeah. Where am I going with this? Sim's got this, like... I may be blonde, but I don't know what you're saying, Chuck. No, it's like the white power thing. See, now everybody knows the Nazis are evil bags of shit. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
They did
bad things.
Yeah.
For bad reasons.
Yeah, they were fucked up. Okay, they left doing bad. I do bad
they
things.
They thought they were cool. They thought they were doing the right thing.
Yeah, they fucking
dropped. Purity of the race?
Well, they dropped.
Trying to make the world a better place for the Germans.
Kind of. So does NAMBLA.
For the Nazis.
But, you know, not on. But anyway. Now, the thing is what these white power guys are trying to do is they're trying to give everybody something, say, you're like me, therefore, we are, it's an us and them mentality. Anybody's ever tried to organize people, you have to create an enemy.
Yeah, you don't band together.
Otherwise,
what are we fighting against? Murray.
Murray.
Murray's the bad guy. We hate Murray.
Yeah,
fuck
all the Murrays in the world. So it's like, so what they do is you get these guys like Louis Farrakhan, and you get these like white supremacist leaders like Duke, whatever the fuck his name was, KKK guy, whatever, who was in the States.
Yeah.
And all these
David
guys.
Duke.
David Duke. And they're all like, yeah, we're white, so all the white people need to band
we're white.
Together.
We're right.
band together as white people and under me, because I'm white too, and that way I have power and I can use this and play my
stand against that color chart. Are you white?
Yeah.
You're in.
Yeah, no. So
what?
Not on. So what we need to do is you need to eliminate the value of race. This is important.
Very true.
Because if you eliminate the value of race, if you make your race about as equivalency to, say, your eye color, like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know? Then everybody's like, oh, you'll level the playing field.
Give it no merit, no value.
So the fact that these things like the Browning of America, I saw that on a news story. It's like, though, what about the Browning of America? And I'm like, the Browning of fucking America?
Sounds
what the
like
hell?
Something in the kitchen you do to something you eat.
The Browning.
Well, it's getting brown.
Take America, shove it in the oven until it's brown. No, it's because there's race mixing, right?
What's going on there?
The neat thing about dogs, you know, like dogs? I like dogs.
The neat thing
about dogs is that if you take like my dog is part pointer and part pit bull. Two totally.
Oh my God! You're mixing the races.
I'm a mixed race. There are dog breeders who will fucking kill dogs if their dog got knocked up by another dog or whatever. They'll fucking kill all the puppies.
That's impure.
It's an impure breed. Yeah, you're a fucking freak show. See, now the thing is that with this race mixing thing, I think that the way nature works is it takes the best of both races
exactly
and creates the better race or a better.
A better mix,
yeah. Like a better brown person.
That's right.
You know, and if it, you know, being white, that doesn't. Last time I checked, is not check the white to black ratio in fucking professional sports, and it's got nothing to do with favoritism or fuck all. I'm sorry, I've seen some of these, you know, great big NFL guys, and you're like, you know, I'm not built like that. You know,
No matter how many times I go to the gym,
I'll just never be that fucking huge. Clearly, this person has a genetic advantage over me.
I'm as tall as him, but I'm not as big.
But
I never will
you know, be. Like Jesus. So, I mean, why not race mix? I mean, let's get all the best parts, and after we're done, a browning America gets yellow America for a while.
Put them in a bowl, mix them up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all about the melting pot. I think this distinct culture,
awesome.
Multiculturalism, you know, shit
the
is
hottest,
garbage.
The hottest chicks I normally see are like mixed.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really tell what's going on there.
Yeah, like, you know.
You a little bit of here, a little bit of there, and you go, oh, that's kind of cool.
Combo going on there. Yeah, you know, it's hot. You know? I don't like, it's not that I don't like, but I'm not attracted to Asian women. I mean, there's some fucking hot Asian women.
I mean, when they're hot, they're hot.
When they're hot, they're hot, but there's no body chemistry. I would look at them and appreciate them the same way you might appreciate, like, art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're looking at these people and you're like, wow, that's you're fucking stunning.
That's down to personal preference.
But that's all about what you're into. And, of course, I've been married for, like, 7 years, so my life
you're kind of into your wife.
Yeah, I'm kind of. And it's the 27th, isn't it? That means the next show is going to be on the what?
April something.
What's the next one? Ooh, this is important. I better find out. Well, see, my anniversary is on the 3rd, and I don't know.
We'll record it on
good.
We can record on a Saturday or Sunday or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Oh, Jesus. No, it'll be on Sunday. So the Monday, the next show is going to be on my anniversary.
Oh, very cool.
On my marriage anniversary, which is, I think, 7 years. But it's not important how many years. It's the date. As long as I remember the date. That's important.
That's right.
But I'm fucked. I have no idea what to get her. But I found something.
Uh-oh.
I found something. Where is she? Honey? Good, she's not in the house.
Not here. Okay.
Okay.
Stay
I found
quiet
something.
Anyway.
Yeah,
could travel.
She could travel.
Yeah.
Oh. There she is.
That's
okay.
No good.
I'm going to close the door.
Okay.
Got to close the door. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's a toaster and a radio combined. It's a toaster radio. And it's red. It's a red toaster radio.
That's kind of cool. Is it retro 50s?
Yeah, it's like totally red. It looks like one of those red wagon, you know, the red kind of thing. But it's
That's a red wagon.
Well, it's totally crazy.
You're not going to burn your hands when you change the station after cooking toast.
I don't know. I should give her a fork.
I should
give her a fork with it as well. As a toast
That's
removal
awesome.
Tool.
That'd be
cool. And I was just thinking that'd be really, because it's totally fucked up. Like, it's a fucked up thing to get, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that'd be cool.
That's kind of cool. Maybe.
Yeah, but anyway. Full circle off of race mixing to toaster clock radio combos. Let's get
the browning of the toast.
The browning of the toast. Let's get to domestic surveillance. Okay, this is where all this was going. All right, I don't know how the fuck
I don't know. I don't
segued
know
out of that. But anyway, back to domestic.
Very well.
Here's the article. Okay, 35 years ago today, a group of anonymous activists That's the buzzword.
Those are the worst.
That's the buzzword for terrorists now.
They're anonymous activists, ones who wear the things on their faces. Yeah. You can't tell.
Yeah, broke into a small two-man office at the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Media, PA, and stole more than 1,000 FBI documents that revealed years of systemic wiretapping, infiltration, and media manipulation designed to suppress dissent.
Yeah.
This was 35 years ago as of, I think, March 8th.
Okay.
The Citizens Commission to Investigate the FBI is a group called itself Citizens Commission to Investigate the FBI. You know, clearly a bunch of teenagers. Forced its way in at night with a crowbar while many of the country was watching the Muhammad Ali Joe Frazier fight.
Yeah, good idea. Good timing.
Yeah, good timing. When agents arrived for work the next morning, they found the file cabinets virtually empty. Within a few weeks, the documents began to show up, mailed anonymously in manila envelopes with no return addresses. Good covert. Don't include your return address.
I'll have to remember that.
Did you write the return address? Oh, shit, I did.
Can we get that out of the mailbox?
It was the 50s. What do you want?
We got to move.
In the newsrooms of major American newspapers, when the Washington Post received copies, Attorney General John N. Mitchell asked executive editor Ben Bradley not to publish them because disclosure, he said, could endanger the lives of people involved with investigations on behalf of the United States. Nevertheless, the Post broke the first story March 24, 1971, after receiving an envelope with 14 FBI documents detailing how the Bureau had enlisted a local police chief, letter carriers, and a switchboard operator at Swarthmore College to spy on campus and black activist groups in the Philadelphia area.
Okay.
Okay. More documents went to the reporters. Tom Wicker received copies at his New York Times office, and so did reporters at the Los Angeles Times and politicians, including Senator George McGovern of South Dakota Republican, blah, 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 blah. To this day, no individual has claimed responsibility for the break-in. The FBI, after building up a six-year, 33,000-page file on the case, couldn't solve it. But it remains one of the most lastingly consequential, although underemphasized, watersheds of political awareness in recent American history. One that poses tough questions, even today, for our national leaders who argue that fighting foreign enemies requires the governments to spy on its citizens. The break-ins are far less known than Daniel Ellsberg's leak of the Pentagon Papers 3 months later, but in my opinion, it deserves equal stature. Found among the media documents was the new word of COINTELPRO, short for FBI's Secret Counterintelligence Program, created to investigate and disrupt dissident political groups within the U.S. Under these programs, beginning in 1956, the Bureau worked to enhance the paranoia endemic in these circles. COINTELPRO. It's all in caps. I'm going to call it COINTELPRO. Memo puts it, to get the point across that the FBI agent is behind every mailbox.
Whoa.
Dun, dun.
You can almost see like a poster. Some guy in black behind your mailbox.
That's right. I'm behind your mailbox. I'm seeking cover behind your mailbox.
Okay, so
domestic surveillance. What do you think, sir?
Well, of course, there is a need for that.
They're fucking right, sir.
You can't just let everybody go higgledy-piggledy, right? You got to...
No, definitely. We would not
want
people...
That's crazy!
We couldn't have people going higgledy-piggledy.
But, no, you got to make sure that there aren't people doing bad...
Higgledy-piggledy?
That's right. The word for the day.
You know, you can tell that you work with the public because you know, you swear a lot less. Well, then it would all just go higgledy-piggledy. You know, isn't there a truck stop called the Wiggly Piggly?
Piggly Wiggly. It's a supermarket chain, I think, in the States or Britain.
Higgledy Piggledy Wiggly Piggly.
Wiggly Piggly.
We went Higgledy Piggly at the Wiggly Piggly. Yeah, baby. And then I jumped in my truck. Sorry. Making fun of your dialogue. Not so good. So you say that there is
a need for it to a certain extent.
What's the date today? It's clearly the 27th because holy dog shit, we agree.
I mean, that's right. Once a month.
Once a month, we try to agree on something.
To what extent? Infiltration, cameras.
Well, you got to do your job. You got to do your job.
That's right.
I'm not saying put cameras in the bedroom, because I knew that was coming. Here comes the cameras.
Are you saying put cameras in the bedroom?
Cameras in the bedroom again. Is that where you're going with it? No, but I mean, you got to have surveillance. I mean, you have to have surveillance, right? If you got... Like, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, some group goes crazy, starts bombing places around the States, And people go, well, have you been watching these groups?
Because their civil rights got in the way. You see.
And the government goes, no, we're not allowed to do that. People go nuts. How could you not be watching these people?
Well, of course.
Yeah, they have to watch them. But to what extent?
So, well,
there's a limit.
All right, so what do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, I see. Okay, so there should be a limit. We're not too sure what that limit is. That's fair.
It makes sense.
But there should be some domestic surveillance. I would say as little as possible, but still effective.
Right.
Right?
I would say, you know, do some surveillance on them. If you start getting a notion that things are bad with that group, or maybe a little bit more surveillance.
You get reason to be like, hey, you know what? We sniffed in all these garages, and this one here has a blood trail running down to the gutter.
We should maybe look a little
deeper into that garage. You know, that's kind of how that works. So, you know, it's bottom line. If you don't garden, weeds will grow in your garden. And if you don't wait too long, eventually your garden turns into a cesspool of organic descent. my metaphor got away from me. Yeah. But that's how that works. So, you know, that's where I am with that. You can make your own decision. But clearly, you know, I think North America is worth fighting for. So what the fuck? You know, hey, let's protect the culture that gave us the freedoms we have today.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That was good stuff.
Wave that flag.
which flag? The North American flag. I'll have two little
Mexico, United
two little
States,
two little
Canada
flaggy
one.
Things on the go, and that'll be fine. So the cable companies in the United States. I have some comms news here. The cable companies in the United States have Canada.
You want me to read it?
Okay, hang on. I got it going on again. No, I'm just going to pause the show.
Okay.
The magic of audio editing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In comms news.
Yeah.
Cable companies in the U.S. and Canada may be moved to squash one of the biggest threats to their future expansion. It's a threat to future expansion. What the hell?
The United States
is a threat to future expansion. Oh, Starbucks.
That's not good.
Of VoIP. They want to kill VoIP.
Okay.
A Canadian cable company is already charging customers a premium for using competing VoIP products, and users are complaining that Comcast is purposely degrading the quality of VoNage connections.
I've heard this.
Canada's Shaw Communities offers its own VoIP services and charges anyone who uses competing services a $10 package prioritization fee of quality service enhancements. To many, including to me, this seems to be clearly targeted at squashing competition.
I do know a little about this.
You do know a little bit about this without, you know, dropping the dogs here. So what do you think about this?
Well, what they say is that their VoIP is different from everyone else's VoIP.
Which is horseshit.
Which is, I think, horseshit, but I don't know. I'm not going to say one way or the other. So they are charging their customers a little bit more to make the other guys work properly.
Right.
Work a little bit better.
Well, it's
a
good ploy.
Theirs is totally different, and it just happens to work with their system.
Yeah, it sounds like horseshit.
So it sounds like horseshit to me. Go with Occam's razor and go with the easiest thing that makes most sense. So not so good, I'm thinking.
No, I'm not a big fan of the whole VoIP thing. I don't like VoIP. No, I don't.
It doesn't really matter. VoIP is it travels over the wires. It doesn't matter what kind of wire it is
anyway. Well, see, now that's yeah, but it
and
travels over your cable.
It's going to be seamless eventually. Everything's going to kind of...
I don't want that. I don't think that's smart.
It's just telephone.
It's
just voice over the internet.
You know, well, it's like the ham radio thing. Okay, like there used to be the ham radio. If you get in the ham radio crowd now, they're fucking old. Okay, these guys are old motherfuckers. Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very few young ham radio guys anymore.
Yeah.
And when shit goes sideways, everything takes a dump. You know, New Orleans floods and all the hubs go down and nobody knows what the fuck's going on. It's the ham radio guys who get the shit out.
That's right.
Okay. Now, there's a way that you can do data transfer over ham, too. You can do packet
slow,
transfer.
Slow, but yes.
Yeah, well,
you
fuck
can get
it.
Just text,
it's
right?
It's slow, but it gets the message
I can't
through.
Download movies on it.
You know, hey, you know, well, yeah, you can. It'll just take a little while.
That's right.
You know, no,
very cool technology, ham.
Very, very, very cool technology.
When you're bombed back to the basics, ham's going to be there.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's something that I'm a little leery of convergence. I'm not so...
you know, ham's not going to go away with new technology.
It will. It will, though. If people don't keep it up, man, it's gonna get so weak that it'll just...
That is true. Because people are, like, dazzled by new technology.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, the internet's the greatest thing ever. But when it goes down, you got nothing left.
Oh, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, we're fucked. And yeah, it's like, oh, well, we want to make sure that, you know, cities can continue to communicate after a nuclear blast. Yes, and that's good if you're in a city that didn't get hit by the nuke and another city didn't get hit by the nuke. But God help you, you happen to be a survivor, you know, and yeah. you're like just considered all collateral damage. I'm still alive. No,
hello,
no,
hello.
No, no, you're collateral damage.
Smoke signals.
Yeah, I feel happy. Not so good. Now, Michael Crichton.
Yes.
Michael Crichton, the author, Jurassic Park, timeline guy, Relic. I think he wrote Relic, too. I'm not too sure. Ooh,
I think a lot of his books have been made into movies.
He's a good shit.
Prolific writer.
Very prolific. Okay, and he wrote this article in, I think, the Washington Post.
Okay.
Or New York Times. One of those big motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Michael Crichton starts off by saying, the Earth revolves around the sun. The speed of light is constant. Apple falls to Earth because of gravity. Elevated blood sugar is linked to diabetes. Elevated uric acid level is linked to gout. Elevated homocysteine is linked to heart disease. Elevated homocysteine is linked to B12 deficiency, so doctors should test homocysteine levels to see whether or not the patient needs vitamins.
Okay.
Actually, I can't make that last statement. A corporation has patented that fact. They have patented a fact.
What?
Okay. And demands a royalty for the use of a fact that elevated homocysteine is linked to B12 deficiency.
Because they found it out?
I guess so. Huh. Anyone who makes the fact public and encourages doctors to test for the condition and treat it can be sued for royalty fees. Any doctor who reads a patient's test results and even thinks of vitamin deficiency infringes on the patent. A federal circuit court held that a mere thinking violates the patent. Let me read that again. A federal circuit court held that mere thinking. You're looking
thinking.
At this and you go... Maybe B12 is something.
Go to jail.
Okay. Now, in Sean's world, okay, you know that I do think there is such a thing as a thought crime. They're rare and they're very extreme, but they do exist.
Okay.
This is fucking psycho. This is so far beyond the veil. It's not even, oh my God.
That's insane.
This is beyond. All this may sound absurd, but at the heart is a case that will be argued before the Seam Court on Tuesday. In 1986, researchers filed a patent application for a method of testing levels of homocysteine and amino acid in the blood. They went one step further and asked for a patent on the basic biological relationship between homocysteine and vitamin deficiency. The patent was granted. That covered both the test and scientific fact. Eventually, a company called Metabolite took over the license for the patent. Although Metabolite does not have a monopoly on test methods, other companies make homocysteine tests do. So it goes on.
How can you patent something that just happens?
Well, how do you patent anything? You just simple it to form and it comes back and you get the patent and the court supports
it. You patent something because you made it. Not patent something because
it
exists in nature.
Well, no, they discovered a method of testing this. They discovered that that's how it works. You know, if you don't drink water, you die of thirst. I should patent that fact.
Yes, yeah. You should, because I don't think anybody has.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody should think that.
That's
anymore.
Right. That way, everyone who sells water should pay me a. Are you thirsty? Thirsty. Copyright. Are you thirsty? Trademark. This
out
is
out of control.
Out. Yeah.
Out of fucking control.
Like way out of control. This is like in the blood feud, shark feeding frenzy, you know, Sabbath, beginning of Blade, blood dance.
Perfect
the
example.
Slaughterhouse out of control.
Perfect example how corporations are evil. They're inherently, not the people, they're just set up to do this.
Well,
like, the companies are set up so they...
I would say, I don't, making a blanket statement, like corporations are evil.
They can be.
I would
Here
say,
it is.
Well, the ongoing statement is that the want of money is the root of all evil.
Yes, and here okay. it is.
And that would be huge evidence of that. This is fucking nuts.
It's because they can pass these things in courts. The corporations do seek to pass these things in the courts.
That's evil.
Because they can make money off of it.
Yeah.
Because it profits the shareholders. It's a system that's set up.
Yeah. Yeah. It
produces evil results.
Yeah, I'm pretty much beside myself here because
Who's to blame? Nobody's to blame.
No.
It's because it's just set up that way.
It's insane. It's absolutely batshit fucking right on bonkers is what it is. And how can you, he goes on to say here. In addition, there's a rather bizarre question of whether simply thinking about a patented fact infringes on the patent.
It's a question?
Yeah. The idea smacks of thought control, to say nothing of unenforceability. It seems like something out of a novel by Philip K. Dick or Kafka. But it highlights the uncomfortable truth that the patent office and the courts have in the recent decade ruled themselves into a corner from which they must somehow extricate themselves.
Yeah. They're going into a spiral of stupidity.
The patent office needs someone to burn it down is what it needs. I mean, there's got to be some way to delete that data. This is fucked.
Yeah.
This is
it's out of control.
Way out of control.
And just to briefly touch on it, people should watch a documentary I watched last night.
Sim is
addicted to documentaries.
He's addicted to documentaries. Like, oh my God.
That kind of touches on patents out of control, the future of food.
Oh, who did it?
I can't remember.
But it's called Future Food.
Future of Food. They're talking about food and patents and how it's getting insane.
Is it easily acquired?
Yes. It is very easily acquired.
It is easily acquired. That's our new catchphrase. Easily acquired.
Easily obtained.
It's easily acquired. Okay, good. Good deal. I mean,
definitely watch it.
I don't even have a fucking... I think that our legal system is most definitely not a justice system. Our legal system is a money-making core political nightmare.
Yeah.
That's the army would never do that. That's ridiculous. You know, that's just... It was just... Oh.
This
military society...
This inhibits the advancement of culture.
Yeah. Oh, wait for it.
It stops it dead in its tracks.
Yeah.
Turns culture into a money-making venture.
Yeah. It's gone too far. Yeah. Definitely needs to have some brakes thrown on that. It's pretty psycho.
a little bit.
I'm trying to think. I should break up my thesaurus and find other words for insane. It's just so incredibly batshit that I'm open to options. If anybody's got a solution for how to fix this, other than the Uncle Dak. Well, you can't do that either. You can't do that, or can you? I mean, what would be the advantage of shutting down? Well, you know, there's people who work really hard to invent things. You know what
That's
I mean?
Very true.
So, like, what's the incentive then to invent stuff?
To advance the human race.
Well, that's good, but how's he going to?
You want to do that? You want to get people into space?
I do.
If some corporation is holding a patent on this thing that gets us into space.
I also want to buy a coffee.
If somebody holds this patent that prevents us from going into space, some hyper transfer that goes five times as fast as our normal thing, and they go, "You're never going to buy it because I've priced it way out of control."
Well, you
we're
steal.
Never going to make it
yeah,
to Mars.
It'll make it to Mars. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying there's got to be some middle ground. There's got to be a method. What I understand
people trying to make money and saying, well, I invented,
you
I invested
limit it.
20 years of my time and all my money into this thing, and if I publish it, anybody can make it, and I make it nothing.
You can give it a five-year limit.
There.
They give it a five-year limit.
Just like copyrights are out of control, patents should be, make your money. Do it now.
You've got 5 years.
If you can't do it in 5 years, you're fucked. Too bad.
Anything to do with essential services like health and medicine.
That's how copyrights were set up.
That should be set up for an ethical commission or something. This is fucking nuts.
That's right. And I mean, same with like drugs. Anything to help people's health. It's like, okay.
Because I'm sure I've broken some cop and copyright laws with using this with Afternow. Like some of the shit I've thought of is, oh, well, we patented that. Blah, blah.
We thought that before you.
Yeah, fuck you. You know,
we want all your money.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Guess what? Didn't make any. Bye.
Like Arthur C. Clarke could sue the shit out of the science world for that. But anyway.
Well, yeah. So there's our middle ground, a time limit.
A time limit might work. I just threw it out there. I'm sure there's a lot smarter people than me
to
come up with some better ones. I hope so. in human rights news.
I hope so too.
What does that mean? In human rights news, a UN member state ignored U.S. opposition. U.S. member states. United Nations member states ignored a U.S. opposition. Notice how they ignored the opposition.
Ignored. Cast them aside.
And overwhelmingly approved the new Human Rights Council. Isn't this great?
Okay.
On Wednesday, attempting to straighten the world body machinery to deal with major human rights offenders.
Okay.
A vote in the 191-member Grand Assembly was 170-4 with 3 abstentions.
People missing there.
Wow.
Somebody didn't show up to work there.
Yeah, I guess so. That doesn't. That's 174.
That's 177 total.
Yeah.
With the 3 abstentions.
Well, I was assuming that, yeah.
So that's for 14 people who didn't show up for work that day. Good job.
Good work, you. The Bush administration refused to back the new council, saying it was not the radical reform needed to ensure that countries like Cuba, Sudan, Myanmar, and Zimbabwe, known as rights abusers, were barred from membership. Okay. U.S. officials say Washington does not support withholding money from the U.N. budgets that will fund the new council, but no decision has been made whether it will seek a seat on the new council. U.N. Ambassador John Bolton said the new council has made some improvement, but not enough. Now, the U.N. is the IRC of the political world.
Okay. They talk and talk. Usually when there's like a conflict or something, they usually stay out of it, don't they? They
just academics piss me off. They piss me off. I had a chance not too long ago to hang out with a bunch of university guys. And it's good to do that from time to time. Hang out with a bunch of university people who are like, oh, this is I just have a friend in Princeton, and he has another friend in Oxford, and they went down, you know, and they were down at MIT, and yes, we are all very smart. Yes. Okay, well, that's good, you know, but all they do is basically intellectually masturbate. That's all they really do. And then when you get into the political circles, you have these guys like, what is your job? I'm a facilitator. You're a facilitator. What is it that you do? I facilitate things. I set up the meetings between this person and this person and make sure that everything runs smoothly. And so you're a secretary. No, I'm a facilitator. I have a secretary. What is your... Isn't your secretary a facilitator then? She books meetings and talks? No, we're compartmentalized to the nth degree.
So you actually physically take the orders down to the engineers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a people person.
I'm a people person. Yeah. You know, this is another one of those kind of things where
is a time for talk.
I'm for the UN. I think the UN's a good idea. The problem with the UN is they have no troops.
No problems.
No troops. No propensity for violence. None. Useless.
But is that their job?
Fucking shit. Yeah. UN, United Nations ruling council.
Or is it their job to bring peace about and settle conflicts, and it's somebody else's
job? You're not
going
to be able to settle a conflict unless you got troops. That's just a fucking fact. Because you get like child army, you know, shining path motherfuckers, and they're like, I don't care what your helmet says or what color it is, we're killing these people. So you need to have the troops. That's why.
Well, you need the troops backed up, yes.
Yeah, you need the troops to back it up.
But you can't talk at first, eh?
Oh, of course you're talking.
You're going to be good. Okay, we'll be good. Well, then maybe it gets settled sometime.
Hey,
right?
Don't kill everybody. Fuck you. Okay. You know, it's like in...
You got to have both sides, though. You can't just have troops going in and killing people all the time. You have to...
Well, of course not. Obviously, there's more...
So there is room for UN.
Of course there's room for UN. I'm just saying that as they exist right now, they are nutless. Mm-hmm. They're totally fucking useless. And the problem with the UN, you see, the reason why the UN is nutless is because no country wants to hand over their sovereign, put the UN higher than they are.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Especially not America. I was down in Texas.
They'd be the world police then.
Well, yeah. Well, and again, Sean, fan of one world government. And right. I think the UN is probably the best bet for that, but we need to do some fucking work to get the UN on the page. As well, human rights. Wonderful. Human Rights Council. Oh, that was good. Very clever. Good. Got the human rights in there. Good to see. Can you enforce that at all? No. So I think the UN could pass a law saying that, you know, we want everyone to have cookies and ice cream every Sunday. And everyone will vote.
Yay,
and they'll have committees.
Yes.
And that's what I call a sticky situation. Sorry. Okay. We need to make sure that you're able to enforce these fucking laws. And they can't enforce the fucking laws.
So there's no point in passing
them. So there's no point in passing these fucking laws. What they need to do is they need to figure out how the hell they're going to, you know, stop people in Zimbabwe or try to stop, you know, Ethiopia. Like, okay, classic point. Ethiopia's got this little fucking country to the north of it. And it's called Eritrea, I think, or Eritrea or some, you know, crazy African word. Anyway.
Yep.
So Ethiopia and the northern country. We'll call it Eritrea just for shits and giggles. I'm probably fucking it up, but whatever.
We're going to get some mail from Eritrea.
Yeah, no, I don't think they have...
the computers.
I don't think they have mail there. what's going on is there's a border dispute, okay?
Yep.
The UN has been there for...
We get the river. No, we get the river.
No, we like this land. You like this land. Fuck you. We'll fight over desert. And then, so they decided that they're going to... The UN is like, you guys are massing troops. And they're like, no, you can't fly your choppers anymore, UN, to watch us. And the UN's like, what do you mean we can't fly our choppers? We're the UN. Tell you what, why don't you fly your choppers and watch what the fuck happens?
Right.
And the UN's like, oh gosh, they're really angry. You know? So, like, the UN needs to turn into the world police instead of the global hallway monitor. Because that's pretty much where they're at right now, okay? So I'm all for the UN, but let's give these motherfuckers some tea. Like, maybe it should be a posting. Maybe there should be, like, a regiment, like a regiment with a UN regiment, and you do a tasking there. So every army has guys where you can apply to go work for the UN, and then you side in with this regiment. You hook in with the regiment. There's Dutch guys there. There's all these different guys, and you work for. You have your own RSM and CO and command staff.
But there's guys in blue hats. What do they do?
They're the United Nations. Okay, if you're on a United Nations mission,
yeah.
Okay, then you get the blue hat.
Okay. Do they fight, or are they just kind of?
Well, they're peacekeepers.
Yeah, they have guns, though.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you shoot at them, but the problem is that like in the MEDAC pocket back in 91. I might be off on. Yeah, I think it was. I think it was 91.
Okay.
In the MEDAC pocket in the former Republic of Yugoslavia, Canadians wanted to stop all this, you know, Serbian ethnic cleansing that was going on. Everything was getting all nasty and shit like that. Well, they couldn't get clearance. They're like, no, you must wait here. And it was like this big fucking hand job where no one could actually take control of the region because it was too much bureaucracy.
UN was
too
in charge of that area. And they're saying, no, you can't come in.
Well, that's the problem is that there's too much commands, not enough action.
Is that why the U.S.? Regularly oppose these UN because they're like, you guys are nutless. You're not doing shit.
I don't know for sure. There's lots of...
Whenever I read anything that happens to the UN, the U.S. never votes on it. They never agree with anything the UN does.
I wouldn't say the U.S. I'd say that it probably depends on the administration, depends on who's got the power, who's pulling the strings. Gets very complicated, but I would say that the UN does need to have more ability, and I would think giving them...
It only makes sense.
Well,
if you're going to be in charge of
the
world...
Give the fucking French Foreign Legion to the UN. That's what I say. Fuck them. They're all foreigners anyway. In MP3 news. How about this one? We're getting on the copyright thing. Another one to really fuck with you on the copyright.
Okay.
When users take the specifications of an MP3 player into consideration, you're going to buy yourself an MP3 player.
Right. A lot of people have.
One very important factor is to most to take into account is the rated battery life.
Yeah, you don't want it
crapping
out on you.
That's right. Yeah. As many are aware, the battery life started is generally the runtime from a full charge in ideal conditions, such as when the player is left playing without sound, any sound enhancements, 8Q, bass boost, etc.
Yeah.
Volume set to a moderate level. All music is 128 kbps MP3. Backlit display goes out within a few seconds and so on. However,
standard. Yeah.
According to tests conducted by CNET, they found that while many players meet or exceed their claims, one feature has a drastic effect on battery life. It is the famous DRM.
Heard of this?
Yeah.
Yes.
When it comes to Creative Zen Vision's M14-hour claim, CNET got about 16 hours of playback time with MP3s at full charge.
Right.
What
makes
nice surprise.
Yeah, get a bonus, 2 hours.
When they tried playing the WMA 10 DRM crippled subscription tracks on it, they got just 12 hours, a lost time of almost 4 hours. 25% of your playback power got sucked.
Makes sense. It's doing a lot of complicated background calculations to see if you're allowed to have this. It's decrypting it and doing all this stuff.
That's the total concept of legality killing innovation right there. Prime example.
Yep.
Fucking retarded.
It's punishing the consumers while not even touching the pirates anyway because they don't care about the DRM.
That's right.
They're converting to MP3.
So, you know.
Idiots, not thinking it through.
Not really chasing that one.
Makes it tough for the consumers.
I got a tracking bit of tracking news here.
Okay.
Good one here. California prison officials have begun using global positioning system anklets. These are GPS anklets they lock onto guys to track known gang members.
Known gang members.
The gritty
sell them
suburb
as bling or something? How'd they get them on these gang members?
The gritty suburb of San Bernardino, about 6 miles east of Los Angeles, this week became the first California city to use GPS satellite navigation systems to track gang members when the devices were strapped to three parolees. State Department Corrections spokesman said, I was thinking maybe they ran them down. They're like, there's one! Yo, yo!
Tackle!
Yo, twack! Yo, thud. But make sure he's quiet. Get him over there. Get his collar. Tag his ear.
Got him tagged?
Got him tagged. He's all good. Weigh him in. Yeah, he's 150 pounds. Looking pretty healthy for a gang member. Okay, tag up the guard. Oh, he's waking up. Wake him up. Let's go.
Okay.
Yo. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I can't.
We're going to have shows like Pimp My Anklet Bracelet soon.
Pretty soon. See, the sad thing is this GPS, this is only going to get smaller.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So this is the first
use. It's going to be in your food soon.
Well, this is the first use I've ever seen of actually putting GPS trackers legit out in the open.
And admitting it.
It's on gang members. These crazy gang members.
Let's protect the children.
granted, granted, there's a use for this. There's a use for this.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I let everybody make up their own mind on this, so I'm just going to present it on the show and go, check it out.
Yeah.
That's what they're
Tie
doing.
Tie it all in together. You know, a long time ago, well, still probably, these laws that are like three strikes you're out laws, and they're just trying to get people on things.
Yeah.
And you combine that with GPS tracking anklet bracelets. Now they make them completely mandatory for three strikes you're out people.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, one-tenth of the population has GPS ankle bracelets.
Yeah.
That's a bit, you know, far-fetched, but,
and then, of
you
course,
know,
as well, you've got to make sure that, you know, you might sign contracts that don't enable you, if you work for Microsoft, maybe you shouldn't go to another company's campus.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're not going to another.
That's right. They can use them in the job. Job market.
Place. Your courier.
This is your watch. Here's your company watch.
You're allowed to stop at this restaurant and eat because our company pays. It has a dividend that we get paid because all of our couriers eat there. If you eat at another restaurant other than the one that's on the GPS blanket.
That is totally not out of the realm
possibility.
Of possibility.
This is what.
Completely in the realm of possibility.
So we have to. You have to be aware of this. You have to be aware of this and just,
here's,
you know.
We just give the puzzle pieces here.
Yeah, we're just setting it up and then trying to scare the shit out of you. But this is a good piece of kit. On the upside.
Oh, good.
I got a new WOG flash drive. Now, there's lots of stuff you can do with flash drives. I like the flash
drives.
Very
handy.
This one is pretty cool.
You can boot off them. You can do anything.
Oh, they're pretty neat.
They're like a computer right under
your
hand.
They're pretty neat. And my laptop, which I have sitting right up there, this is a hard drive bigger than that. It's between 60 and 100 bucks. So before I get how Gucci it is, the drive's between 60 and 100 bucks, apparently.
Okay.
We know there are plenty of secure flash drives out there, but face it, someone is really determined to get at your data. They'll probably figure out a way.
Always.
That's where Kingston's Data Traveler Elite Privacy Edition comes in.
Elite?
Elite drive. The KDTEPE. The KDTEPE, baby.
Wow.
The 4-gigabyte flash drive, gigs.
That's a nice size.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Encrypts all data with 128-bit AES, and then adds an extra layer of security, a self-destruct feature.
Ooh, there you go.
Anyone tries to use a brute force attack to guess your password, the drive will automatically erase itself after 25 wrong guesses.
25? That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
If you could set it.
You use like a hacker phrase.
It just starts hammering at it?
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, it's like how big is the password number, right?
Yeah.
So if your password is, this is the first day of your last days, you make it all leet speak where numbers replace, you know, vowels in caps lock. You know, well then, you know, chances are they're not going to get that shit. But that's
not 25.
Very, very cool.
Yep.
Of course, if you have a really easy password, the data thief can figure it out on 25 guesses, you're out of luck. For the rest of us, this could be a good solution for keeping on-the-go info out of the wrong hands.
That's very nice. $60 to $100 US.
Yeah.
I've been looking for a bigger one.
Yeah.
It's a gig, but I'm really looking for like 9 gig or 10 gig.
It's starting to sound like a commercial. I've been looking for one. Tell me more, Sean.
Tell me more. I'm intrigued.
And that's not all. I got the price off the web there. I'm pretty sure because I was clicking around. It's kind of hard because I got it off of Engadget, and I'm like looking around. I'm like, $6,200, and it has like 4 different sources. Some are $60, some are $90.
Yep.
So I'm like, well, I
guess.
But
the feature's the main thing. Really.
Yeah.
It's about
and
the
off
destruction.
The shelf without
data
having
destruction.
To fuck with it and get all the Linux on the go and, you know, get your Linux on and everything.
Get your Linux on.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Cybernetics news.
Cool.
Scientists have developed artificial super-strength muscles powered by alcohol and hydrogen.
Whoa. Good for the hard-drinking soldier.
Which could eventually be used to make a much better prosthetic limbs.
Nice.
Liking it.
So the soldiers can keep going after their arms blown off.
Artificial or complete body mod.
Yeah.
Biological augmentation. The artificial muscles are 100 times more powerful than the body's own, and researchers believe they could be modified to use in exoskeletons.
That's the cool part.
To give superhuman strength to certain professions such as firefighters, soldiers, and astronauts.
I thought that said accountants for a second.
And accountants. Fuck you, Mr. Bisley. I'm breaking the pencils. Two types of muscles are being investigated by the U.S. researchers at the Nanotech Institute at the University of Texas, Dallas, working with colleagues in South Korea. Writing in the Journal of Science, they explain that both kinds release the chemical energy of fuels, such as hydrogen and alcohol, while consuming oxygen. So it sounds to me like a
pretty
fire.
Funny. Yeah.
Sounds to me like a fire. The muscles are replicated in the first stage in breathing. Muscles are replicated the first stage in breathing by taking in oxygen. The existing versions of these artificial muscles are driven by the batteries, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So we're getting the muscle thing is happening. Looking forward.
Very cool.
You know, and lots of booze in the Army. You know, they'd be happy with that. They'd be able to find readily available fuel source down at the local Canex. And last but not least, real quick. We have Sims, a news story he sent me in Insanity News.
Getting back to the copyright thing, which we have going on with this show. Pretty heavy.
Germans risk 2 years in prison. Germans. Good German people.
Yep.
Risk 2 years in prison if they illegally download films and music for private use. Private use. You watch a movie on your hard drive, and you are doing something illegal. Anyone who downloads films for commercial use could be jailed for up to 5 years.
So if you sell it.
Or if...
any commercial use.
Well, I wonder...
Making money off of it.
The measure, some of the toughest in Europe, was announced after an aggressive campaign by the film industry in Germany, the largest market in the EU, and one of the most computer-literate populations. Accordingly to the film industry estimates, Germans download more than 20 million films a year. Many expect the next James Bond film, Casino Royale, to be widely available in Germany weeks before its official release in November.
So 20 million films a year, that's 40 million years of jail time for the Germans coming up.
Yeah, so I guess they're going to have to fire up the camps again. The law, which comes into effect in January... Too soon. 2007, has infuriated consumer groups. They claim that it will turn consumers into criminals and harm the government's efforts to create a knowledge-based economy. D'ya think? This is absolutely retarded. I can't believe that they're even considering this. It's just, you know...
No, keep going.
Oh, really? It gets better?
The quotes are the good ones.
Patrick von Brommenholmel of the Federal German Consumer Organization said, "This sends the completely wrong signal to society. It criminalizes consumers that will deeply disturb internet users. It can't be that everyone has to be worried now about the police knocking on the door and impounding the family computer because their 16-year-old son has downloaded a few songs." Gunther Krins, the Christian Democrat for Legal Affairs spokesman, said, "There should be no legal distinction between stealing chewing gum from a shop and performing an illegal download."
The difference is, right now in Germany, you could go in and steal a DVD from a store, and you would get, you know, a slap in the wrist.
Okay, hold it. Let's take this one step. The problem with this is that if I look at a piece of, like, if I do fan art of Ghost in the Shell, I've violated copyright because I'm copying their picture, and I could go to jail for that.
Yes, in German.
So, and following this exact law, okay, all the kids drawing album covers that they enjoy in their art class for private use are breaking the law. They're making
copyright infringement.
They're actually making art illegal. This law makes art illegal.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
They're saying downloading music.
And movies.
Well, if you're doing remixes.
Both of those are copyright infringements. They are not stealing. They are copyright infringements. This is a slippery slope into art, any kind of copy.
Holy dog shit.
They're copyrighted. They're throwing people in jail for, you know, ideas and manipulating art.
Wow.
And
you know, between this one and the other one I read out where the thought crime one, I mean,
corporations are getting too much control.
They're
manipulating the government into thinking into their way.
Well, maybe there'll come a day when the government decides, you know what? We're not going to do this. And the government say, "Yes, we will. We'll hire Blackwater, and they'll enforce our laws.
If you won't do it, we will.
We will." Okay, well, that's fine. That's okay. You can do that. We'll just sick the U.S. Army Rangers on Blackwater, and that'll be the end of it. And this is going to be the beginning of the corporate wars.
Like, maybe, is it not heading that way?
Maybe this is what the next, after we sort out this whole desert sandbox thing,
the
corporate wars come from.
Yeah.
Which I've referred to in some of my writing. I want to go and hide under my bed. That's all I have for you today. But worry like a motherfucker, because I'll be back next week with more stories to make sure you get the information you need to start buying storable food. This is a free podcast brought to you by the generous donations of 41 terrorists for the month of February 2006. If you would like to keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rammedia.ca and click on the Donate tab, because God knows how much time we have left. Matt, on the digital baptism circuit, Matt is now known as Psy-Tentacle.
Psy-Tentacle.
Which is pretty good.
Very nice.
And thanks again to everyone for their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories that I can probably jail my ass, please email them to newsreel. That's N-E-W-S-R-E-L at rantradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, be sure to buy the album.
Buy it.
Buy the fucking album.
Especially if you're in Germany.
Especially if you're in fucking Germany, where you'll go to jail. Rob Zombie, Hellbilly Deluxe. I'm going to leave you now with a track by Rob Zombie called Super Beast, which is a very cool track and should generally be considered whenever you're thinking about just, you know, reconstructing the corporate ladder. Until tomorrow, I'm always getting that tomorrow. It's until next Monday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, until next Monday, where Sim and I will return, that is what Server said. End of line.